The Gemara says in Daf Gimel Aleph that the Goyim themselves will be made the Klai Sor Mekayim the Torah. So the Gemara says, "Mikami Avav Yidu Ben Bisal Shekim Es HaTorah Yavu Nimr V'Yad Ba'Avam Shal Ben Abetz Kachavim Yavu Lavin V'Yad Biyak V'Shal Nechshal Al Gazel V'Chulei." All the different idioms from the Goyim. So on this, so we say that Nimrod will be made on Avraham Avinu, that he was Mekayim the Torah. Rashi says, "Nimrod Hishlach Es Avraham Avinu Be'Arkas Tim Ashal Kivu Lav Labad Es Abetz Kachavim Shenes Levnei Noach Be'Avram Ben Noach V'Shal Hel B'Shas Ma'an Torah." And so therefore, Rashi says that you see that it was necessary on him to do Avodah Zarah because he was a Ben Noach, because he wasn't around at the time of Mount Torah. Now, l'chayr from this raya, Rashi, you have a raya to the Chakir Nachayim, the Parshas Drachim, and others, whether the Avos before Mount Torah had a din of a Yisrael or a din of a Ben Noach, which is really seems to be a machlokes between the Ramban and the Tzarfatim and Parshas Emor, that the Tzarfatim held that they did not have a din of Yisrael, they had a din of Ben Noach, and the Ramban held that from the time of the Mila of Avraham Avinu, they had a din of a Yisrael. So here we see in Rashi, Rashi says clearly that the Avram had a din of Ben Noach, so we see that he's taking sides and holds that they had a din of Ben Noach, not a din Yisrael. Even though this Ma'aseh over here happened before the Mila of Avram, so you could say that technically speaking, Rashi could be mitzvah that after the Mila, he got a din Yisrael, like the Ramban says, but it's not mashma like that because the feet of time, the Rashi says, the reason why he was a Ben Noach is because Shalahoya B'Shas Matan Tyra sounds like that is even La'acha the Mila, that reason still applies. It was not there B'Shas Matan Tyra. So it seemed to be the Rashi held, not like the Ramban, that the others did not have a din Yisrael at all, but they remain with their din of Ben Noach. Then, and we'll see that it's a Shtigl Sti in Rashi, because even though Rashi in Kamal Mekemis seems to say, like it says over here, but Rashi in the Sechel Saita and Dafid Beis and Beis says the Baspara went to the Ari Lirchot, says Litva L'Shem Geris, we type L'Shem Geris. So if there's a Musig of Geris before Mount Tyre, obviously there's a Musig of Yisrael. If you're not a Yisrael, then you can't be Megar and join the join Yisrael. So how could Rashi say that there's a Musig of Geris before Mount Tyre if the Abbas had a din of Bnei Noach? And it's to do it to answer this Kasha, Pederech Lal, the Teretz, which is said, as Al Peter Granat, that the Granat learns in Ksubis and Dafid Alf, and the Sugi Yerkatan, that there are two dinim in the din of, in Dine Geris. There's one din that you could join Amisol, there's a Musig of Amisol, that there's a nation of Amisol, then there's the Kedushas Yisrael that was Nitaisif and Mount Tyre. And before Mount Tyre, they had the Musig of Amisol, they just didn't have the Kedusha. The Kedusha was added later on. That was something that was Nischadish later on. So that could help Lagabe some of the Kashas, but over here in Rashi, Lachar, it's not Masbik, because Rashi is saying that they were called Benach. Sounds like they did not even have a din of Amisol, even the din of Umi Yisraelis didn't begin until later on. So lefi that, it's Takat Tzarechi, and if they did not have any din Yisrael at all, how can Rashi say in Masach HaSaita that there is a Musig of Geris before Mount Tyre? So that's a Lachar is too. And Rashi, and Bechal, Rashi Tzarechi over here, what's pushing Rashi to say that Avraham Avinu was a Benach? Why do we need that? The Pashas would be, he's a Yisrael. And that's why he's Metzuban Avodah Zarah. Rashi seems to be trying to, something that's pushing him to say it was a Ben Noach, and even a Ben Noach is a Metzuban Avodah Zarah. So it could be that's true, but why does Rashi need to say that? L'chayr, the Gemara is even more moving if he had it than Yisrael. So it's not clear b'chlava why Rashi needs to speak it out over here, and how that fits into Rashi. And so it sounds like that there was a Musig of Geris before Mount Tyre.